You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Someone is probably going to try to sell you music this holiday season. And I want you to think about how you consume it now and how much that's changed over the past decade. Right now, the most valuable consumers, young people, get their music on YouTube, Spotify, and other streaming sites. But one of the most interesting things about this new model is how its breakout stars are launched, not in a little club or underground music show, but online, singing into a webcam and uploading that video to YouTube, and hoping someone like Daniel Rosen spots them and makes them a star. Rosen is a senior talent manager for Fullscreen. His company manages artists and their YouTube and Vine networks, takes them on tour, and makes them money, doing deals with brands like this one.
A recent example of a great brand opportunity we just did is with Sour Patch Kids. He had a brand, Sour Patch Kids, that really wanted to find a way to target a younger demographic. So we actually created an entire web series where we integrated Sour Patch Kids, the candy, into the web series and used several of our top influencers and created an entire show about high school life, the kind of sweet and sour moments.
And where does that air?
That particular campaign lived across multiple platforms. So it actually lived on all of the influencers who participated, all their channels.
Their YouTube channels?
Exactly. It also lived on their Twitter and Instagram accounts as well. But really, Twitter and Instagram drove to the main content, which was video.
And the reason that big companies and brands love companies like yours is that you reach teenagers, you reach young adults, because what, they're looking at their smartphones all the time?
Exactly. Actually, a very large percentage of our demographic is mobile. But I think what it really is it speaks to kind of the new realities of this new digital landscape that we live in. So a lot of our influencers, I think a lot of people over the age of 25 may have actually never heard of them. But if you ask your children if they've heard of them, the answer is unequivocally yes. Go to a high school, every single person is watching YouTube. They're all on Vine, and all of these people are watching and paying attention to the content that our influencers are creating.
I'm fascinated by how somebody becomes a YouTube star. How does that work?
If it was literally just taking a photo or a video of yourself and throwing up online, then everyone would be a Vine star or a YouTube star, but it's not. They spend a lot of time thinking of really creative ideas. They connect with each other. Collaboration is a really important way that creators grow their audiences on YouTube. But it's also really the content and really the ability of these creators to connect with their audiences. I think teens today really want to feel like they're a part of the experience that these YouTubers or these Vine stars are going through. And the creators themselves really get that, and they make it very much a participatory experience.
I'm trying to think about how I would explain your business to, say, my father. It would be like as if he worked for Berry Gordy and he was out scouting young singers in, what, a really small club somewhere, just digitally?
But a really big club, actually, which is the really cool thing. The pool of talent is really endless. I think in the past, if you were an A&R at a record label or a talent manager or an agent at a big talent agency, you would go to small clubs and there was a limited number of slots and you probably only went to the venues where you were living in New York or Nashville or Los Angeles. But today, it's anywhere. You, wherever you are, from the comfort of your own home, can become a real star, and we can find you and help you grow. And that's the most amazing thing about working in the digital space.
How do these kids make money?
For most of them, YouTube is a major source of income. YouTube and Fullscreen basically will sell media against their channel. So you may see ads on YouTube. That's actually part of that money is going to the influencers. But increasingly, a lot of these opportunities are coming off platform. So brand deals, which we've talked about, are a major source of income for a lot of our top creators. But, you know, quite frankly, for some of the biggest stars, it can be really anything. Some people have been in movies. Some have received book deals. They can be treated just as any major star from a traditional world.
You guys just did a live tour, right?
We did a live tour called Intour, which I actually produced. And that's another way that a lot of creators are making money on the platform now.
What do you think is next for them?
I think one interesting trend is kind of a blending of the traditional and kind of non-traditional digital world. So you're increasingly seeing stars from the digital realm actually pursue traditional media opportunities. But I think it's also going the other direction, and you're actually seeing more traditional stars kind of become more active in the digital world.
Daniel Rosen from Fullscreen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So what's it like to be one of those YouTube stars? Sam Shuey is one of them. He's represented by Fullscreen and tells us more.
Thank you so much for having me.
I guess most people would call you a YouTube star, right?
I suppose. I've gotten that a lot.
How does that feel?
You know, it's bizarre. It didn't really exist, you know, a handful of years ago, and it's cool to have the unique vantage point of being sort of on the front wave of all of this stuff and getting to watch it unfold and develop.
This thing called content.
Content, yeah.
What does that mean?
You know, it applies to so much stuff. It's easy, you know, because it's sort of this new hot idea, YouTube, that everything gets lumped together, you know, and that someone who's making vlogs or someone who's doing music or comedy, it's all, oh, you're all just YouTubers. But it's such a diverse content. It represents such a diverse amount of things. I guess the best way that I could describe it is packets of entertainment that, especially nowadays, people use to kind of describe themselves.
Give us the capsule version of how this started. You were writing songs, you sang a cappella in school. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to now, and you played a sold-out show here in New York. What happened in between?
You know, when I started, I was in college, and at the time, no one was thinking about YouTube stars. No one was saying there are content creators. People weren't, you know, even imagining that you could make a living and create a brand with these new digital kind of tools. And so, yeah, when I started, it was, hey, you know, I'm an artist and always on the lookout for new ways to share my material, and this seems like a cool, interesting way to have a couple people outside of my inner circle watch it. But, you know, as the numbers grew and sort of more outside opportunities began to come in from the viewership, it was kind of a slow realization, okay, this is actually something that can, A, make money, that can, you know, B, continue to grow and kind of, you know, use this digital platform as a base to create a whole brand.
When did Fullscreen get involved?
Fullscreen got involved about a year and a half ago. Much of it is still very small scale, and people would be surprised, you know, that a lot of the decisions, it's still just me, and a lot of the content is pretty much just me recording my own stuff, filming my own stuff. But then, you know, as it grows, there's also things that it's nice to have sort of a bigger organization with some clout and who's specially attuned to kind of the ever-changing winds of this world.
So I watched some of your videos online, and a 30-second ad pops up. Is that how you make the money? Or how else do you make money?
Yeah, that's definitely where some of the money comes from. But the best thing that YouTube does is marketing. And it's kind of a way to grow the brand and get eyeballs. And then where a lot of the rest of the money comes from is using those eyeballs and kind of that relevance. I just did a deal with Canon where I'm using one of their cameras in a couple of my videos and kind of showing it off and showing off the features. I think the most important thing that YouTube does is it's the kind of hub.
One of the things that companies like Fullscreen tout is basically, you know, it's not only eyeballs, but really specific niche level understanding of those eyeballs. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you have a granular level understanding of who you're singing to? And does that inform the kind of music that you write?
The amazing thing about anything in the digital space is that you can have access to a lot of analytics, and I know where people are watching my music. That's why I chose to tour in Asia first, because I know I have a large following there, and I can literally pinpoint how many views are from this city, which is fantastic and a great resource to have access to. I mean, I think one of the cool things, too, is that because the content releasing model for a YouTuber is, you know, a lot of content, frequently putting out a video every week, you're able to have a great sort of running sense of what's working and what's not.
How often are you writing and putting things up?
I release about a video a week.
Oh my God.
And, you know, sometimes it's a cover or a mashup or a medley, but more and more it's original stuff. And it's, yeah, it's great to have that kind of market analysis to be able to see, okay, this video I posted last week got less views than the video I posted the week before. And, you know, you have comments as well. You obviously have to wade through.
You read the comments?
I do. Oh, certainly. When a new video is posted, I obviously, there's a lot of comments. It is really useful, and not only to see what's working, but it's important to be engaged. That's a huge part of what is attractive to viewers about this new kind of content, is that it is very much a two-way street.
Sam Shuey, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
And that brings us to our weekend number, 100. That's the number of hours of video uploaded to YouTube every minute. But if you're waiting for your big break on YouTube, the numbers may not be in your favor. Half of all videos uploaded there have fewer than 500 views.